What is this shift?
Right, set, go. Welcome, shifties.
Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan. We have cards for you, digital cards again, because that's what's easier.
Some beautiful guidance. Telling us to be guided in our lives is what I see. That's what I get out of
Yeah,
these.
for reals. I get timeline shift, I get portals, affirmation of things that I've been seeing already, in spite of what it occurs like in the physical. Here's Elias's card. It's the star, and it's magical AF. It's I just got the image of a Christmas decoration. It's hard to describe. Very, very super colorful, like mystical colors with the golden stars. What is that? One, two, three. How many?
Six.
Six-pointed star? Oh yeah. And golden six-pointed star with pink little explosions all around in between. Anywho, it's super magical. It looks like it's in space. And then you got my card, which is Il Papa, and he looks like Elias, except with a fuller beard that covers his ears too. It's like a helmet. And what did you say? He kind of looks shepherd-like,
Yeah.
guardian.
To me, he looks very Christ-like, like a Christ-like shepherd. Except for, I always pictured Christ with red robes. His is more of a blue, which to me feels softer and more like figure-esque, more like announcing himself in some way.
With the space behind him, like looks like planets, timeline. I'm not a timeline portal behind him. It's what I get because he's almost like standing at a gate, and then all of a sudden space is behind him. So it's like a big shift in what's happening in the world, what's happening with ourselves. We just had a friend who s was spontaneously able to dance. When they said they were notoriously known for not being able to dance, and now they can't stop dancing. Dance for like 3 hours straight. It's just so, and this is stuff that's been sort of happening, where people are just shifting their previous states of mind or states of being, where there's just huge shift in the world, I think. And it's really reaffirming for me going through this, having the dreams that I've had up until now, dreaming of my navigation system really telling me that I'm in a new timeline. And then my physical health, like being super fit and just not wanting to stop running and all that. Yeah, I love pulling these cards right now because of that.
Pretty awesome. I think what I really felt with this was the guidance, the shining star for like the where's the light coming from in your life? Where's the light coming from in my life? What's guiding me? What's shining the brightest? What's calling my attention? What am I looking up to for guidance and direction? And Il Papa. He reminds me of just the guiding way, the person, the path that is being laid before me, but also the keeper of the gate, the keeper of the mysteries. And I think a lot of times that's our own self. Like it's we are the keeper of the way, and we have to trust our inner guidance, our inner spirits, our inner spirit guides, and we have to let ourselves through. We have to let ourselves through that gate, let ourselves into the portal. And sometimes that's through the people that we interact with, or sometimes it's through the things that are happening in our life. I think for myself, I'm in this very limbo type state where I don't know, I don't have a clear direction that I want to take myself in. And so it's just this, it's a beautiful reminder for me to say to slow down and to dance and to allow the magic just to come through and interact with life.
I got the I don't know if you were done or if you were in mid-thought, but I got
Yeah, I'm done.
the okay. I got the image as you were saying that, like of the what did they call it? The is it the Northern Star? Right? Because you said it, you know, it was kind of Jesus-like and all this. I got the image of like following that star, your North Star, your true north. And look at I've got my
There you
star
go.
that I was pointing at as I'm doing that, follow your true north. And because it is, it's like you are just guiding yourself, but you follow your true north, and that's what you're gonna find is that portal to the thing that you've been looking for, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. I feel like we're always being guided, whether we realize it or not, by that higher self, the highest self, which if there's a difference, but it is, it's that just follow that star, just keep following. It's within, it's without. Just keep going forward towards it. And forward is going to keep changing direction. So it's not necessarily north. It's above. It's almost like the this has got the above and the below all in one, because the above is also behind. So within and without, and it's all happening right here, whether we realize it or not. There is no out there. It's all in here. It's all beautifully just shown in these cards. And I close my phone and there's me. That's my best self. At one point.
I was talking to my brother not just earlier, and he's talking about he's thinking of marrying this girl that he's dating right now, and our parents are kind of giving him some advice and things to think about and ways to go, and he's like, yeah, but like I want to trust my feelings, I want to trust the things that I feel inside me. And I was like, cool, do that. I mean, it's just life is just an experience. We're just experiencing life. We try to have so many defined purposes in our life, and those are really helpful. It's helpful to have that purpose in our life, that meaning, the weight that anchors us into life. And I think that's where I'm at right now. So I have very little weight that's anchoring me in. And if you look for, like, I'm trying to think of the book, the Franco's, I can't remember the something Franco, Man's Search for Meaning,
Victor.
Viktor Frankl. Like, that's what his whole life's, well, after the Nazi concentration camps, like, that was his defined meaning, was that we need to have meaning. And I think that is super helpful in guiding us and pushing us and allowing us to have momentum in our life. But the only correct, in my head, the only correct path forward is just the next step. Like, we can have this big, beautiful end goal. We can say that we're gonna do something. We can be committed. We can, have all of these good intentions in our life and feel like we have good momentum. But life will tear those things down and make us question our purpose, make us question the meaning. Those things will twist and they'll change and they'll evolve. And I think bringing ourselves back to this present moment of just what's the next step forward. I see the light, I see the star, I see where I'm being asked to go to right now. But right now, all I can do is take that next step and just move little bit at a time. And time is just going to constantly go. And how present we are with that, and how much impact we allow the time to have, is kind of our own choice. Like, how much attention are we giving to that time? But this moment, this experience, is a powerful thing. And I think that's where we get into the realms of allowing ourselves through the gate, allowing ourselves through the portal, is to just change that perspective and bring ourselves into the experience that we want to have in this moment. And I feel like I say that all the time. I think it's just my big theme in my life right now. he's just experiencing.
Well, as you were saying that, I was like, oh, it feels like we're building on the conversation from last week of not taking in the whole mountain, right? When you're trying to go up a mountain, it just, you're bringing it down to one step at a time, and it's really honing in on that. Just do what's in front of you, because you're going to have different choices moment to moment, and it's not going to seem related at all to most of the time, to where you're going. Sometimes it's really obvious, but most of the time it's not. But it's all taking you in those directions. And something that I say often is like, I never imagined that being obsessed with Bruce Lee would get me to where I am now. I wanting to master my reflexes because I already had these insanely fast reflexes. So it's like, oh, this is perfect. I just need to master my mind then. Like Bruce Lee, and that's what never would have imagined I would be so woo-woo as I am now. Right? From that moment, never would have imagined that this is where I was headed. But I also didn't have a big plan in mind. I just wanted to be, deal with whatever it was in the moment. And if that was my in the moment desire, then that's what I would take on, try not to be affected by what people say or think or do, and just experience my own reality and keep defying what people think is possible. That just gave built on top of, like, I already had these really quick reflexes, and I've been told stories since I was 3 months old how we used to catch flies in the air, pluck off their wings and legs, and then eat them. Or I'd take them off the wall, right? Or how I'd be, and they said this started when I was like 3 months old, that I'd be, that I wouldn't cry at all, but I would be in my or on the bed wherever they left me, and they'd have to go check in on me because I'd be asleep for so long. And they'd find me often just hanging off the side of the bed with the pillows underneath me. Like, how the heck did this little baby? So, having those stories about myself, obviously not remembering the experience of it, but that did something to me. The stories that people would tell me of things that they were supposed to be impossible, for someone my age. So, having that as a context of who I am in life has me believe moment to moment of what I can accomplish. And I think that's what I've been trying to get to as I struggle with all of this, the physical stuff right now, knowing that that's not who I am, that I should be able to do all this stuff. Why is it not working this time and all this? So, because I was trying to take in the mountain rather than dealing with the what I've been dealing with moment to moment, right? And I've had a mixture of it, right? Where I focus on whatever's hurting the most, and then just love that to being better, or at least relieved enough to where I can move on to the next thing. I do have those moments, but mostly it's been a huge frustration that this whole mountain has not been climbed yet. So I love these reminders, building on last week. It's just really making it all clear that I really got to take baby steps.
It brought up two thoughts for me. Like one, my friend and I, we started this thing where we do, so we've done it at least two times now, in 2 different years, where we've done 500 kettlebell swings every day until we hit 10,000 kettlebell swings. And it's pretty intense. The last 100 of those 500 suck. Like they're just, your grip is going down. But I've gotten to that point where it's like I can get through them pretty well. And Monday, I think, Sunday or Monday, I decided to do the 500 kettlebell swings again for one day. And I did 200 kettlebell swings straight. And in that process, it was just like, all right, one more. one more, and just kept going and going and going until I got to that 200 mark, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna put it down. And it was actually hard to put it down because I got so used to that, just that one more swing, the next swing, that going for 6 minutes straight with swinging, my body didn't want to stop. And so it was just interesting to see, like, just that, how we get into the swing of just taking one more step at a time and forgetting that, it's okay to rest. It's okay to not climb the mountain. It's okay to just sit down and take a breather. And but then it also reminded me, thinking of the mountain, like, it doesn't always have to be a mountain. I thought of this park that I take my girls to where we go hiking all the time, and the whole park is a freaking maze. Like, there are so many trails through the woods that in the beginning I got lost all the time. And my anchor point for in that was just find the creek and then head up the creek, and then the parking lot is just up the hill from there. And so that's how I would always find my way back. And I've always had this really good inner compass in my head of just, like, where I've gone and where things are. So that's always helped me. But we just got lost, and we just would wander around aimlessly. And I would let my daughter lead me and say, all right, which way are we going? We just keep going and going until they got tired. And I'm like, all right, now we got to head back. And it's just that beautiful experience of sometimes we're just wandering. Like, we have maybe just a little bit of purpose, a little bit of guidance, but it's okay to just wander and be free of all the purpose-driven, climb the mountain, hard, do hard things. It's okay to just not climb the mountain, to just exist, let time pass without any need to do anything. And that's really hard to do when we have such a goal, purpose-driven society that we live in. And my friend always, she always, we always had this, not always, her idea is that purpose isn't necessary. It's not a necessary thing. You just come across something, and if you, and choice is a completely different. We often think that we need to have a purpose to have a choice. Well, why do we need any purpose to have a choice? What if we just choose to do something? Choose to experience something, or just, we're going to take an action anyways. Make a choice and just experience that choice. And there's going to be emotion that comes with it. There's going to be things that we're not expecting, and there's no way of telling what's going to come from that choice. Even if we, if it's a choice that's in our pattern, we still can't predict what's going to come with it completely. There's always going to be some nuance to the thing that we're doing. And so just realizing that it just comes down to choice. I'm just choosing to do this, and that's all there is to it. And for me, I am learning that that is a completely acceptable action in life, to just simply make a choice, that I don't need anything behind that choice. I don't need to be going anywhere. I just chose to take a left turn, and then next time I chose to take a right turn. Cool. That's all there was to it.
I thought of Moana when you were saying that, like, we were voyagers. Why did we stop? It's like, just being able to explore.
That North Star that we have inside our mind doesn't always need to be in the same place, and it doesn't always need to be the same star. Okay to be a little ADHD and bounce around. You're still experiencing life. You're still having an experience, even if it's not purpose-driven.
There are so many stars in the sky. I think that's about it, huh?
It's
It's
what we got.
time.
Go be magical, wonderful people.
It's your star
Yeah,
or
there
the
you go.
one next to it. Just grab it and go. It's yours. You choose, and we love you. Bye, shifties. The end.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.